and welcome back. We're on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and you're listening to Be Investable.
So, and that always begs the question. So someone listening says, wait, how do I get involved in with what you're doing? And I know I always like to ask you that. So for someone who's listening right now, it says, hey, I believe I have a mobility idea or a business. What's the best steps for them, do you think?
Yeah, so best steps would be, one, come to our demo day. Our demo day is going to be on October 18th. We can share an Eventbrite in the link. Okay. And that will fill up. Like, we do have limited space there, but it is a free event. It's a public event. That's a good way to kind of get a sense of what we do, what the companies are working on. In early January of 2018, we will be announcing our next program and applications opening. And so look for some more posts about the Detroit Auto Show, startups that we're going to invite here, and we'll have more kind of news around our subsequent 2018 program that second week in January.
Awesome. And kind of speaking about your team here a little bit, there's been some recent announcements. You guys have been growing.
Yes, so we've been growing our team here. So myself and Lisa kind of run and manage the program here. But this year, we've added in three individuals. Ann Sefferman, who's our entrepreneur in residence. He's built a company, sold it. He's actually gone through Techstars, just moved from Seattle to Detroit recently. So excited to have him on board. Andrew Major is a developer in residence, works at Postmates. He actually moved from San Francisco to Detroit recently. And then Jessica is our designer in residence. So really excited to have these three folks on board, really helping grow the program, support the companies around kind of the business side, the development side, and the design side.
And you and I have been around the, at least Michigan and definitely Detroit, for a while here. And it's interesting to see people now moving back from Seattle, San Francisco, and companies willing to come from Germany and all around the world to come to Detroit, of all places, right? I mean, you and I know the greatness here, but it's been really interesting to see that really kind of transition.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that just people are moving here permanently. We're attracting companies from around the world, and really Detroit's, the perception is changing that people want to be part of what's going on here in Detroit.
It's awesome. It's great to see all that growth. So talk to me a little about this cohort. And I know we're going to get a chance to speak with some of them in the upcoming minutes. But and for those people who want to see, we're going to, the demo days will be great. You get to get exposure and see each company present if you can make it out there. And we'll share that link in the description. For you, you guys picked these 11 companies for a reason. Was there something about this class, or what really kind of stands out for you as we get ready to talk to them?
Yes, we focus on a wide range of mobility companies. We look at the movement of people and goods in how technology improves that movement. And we look across sea, air, and land. And so a very wide view of mobility across industries, automotive, transportation, logistics, travel, and then all kinds of technologies like AI, robotics, and that sort of thing. So this year's class is really diverse, not only from an international standpoint, but what they're working on. We have one company working on kind of the last mile part of the equation when you take buses. We have one on the financing of vehicles. We have a connected motorcycle company, one working on smart traffic intersections, another on electric vehicle infrastructure, and even another one working on recycled carbon fiber. So a really wide range of companies that are impacting kind of all parts of mobility, whether it's stuff that you can use as a consumer, or maybe affecting the weight of a product, or maybe the manufacturing of that product down the road.
It's a great kind of summer ag camp. The one is doing underwater drones, so it's even water drones, right?
Yep, and so we have one company, Fathom, that's actually from the west side of Michigan, and they've built an underwater drone that's raised over $200,000 in pre-orders on Kickstarter already.
That's awesome. That is great. And then all these companies came through, they saw the application, they applied, they went through the vetting process, you guys interviewed them, and then you selected this team, this cohort to come.
Yep, exactly. So all of the applications this year open in January. We saw almost 500 applications from 55 different countries, and the 11 companies that we ended up selecting ended up coming from all around the world.
That is great.
So I know we're going to dive in and talk to the individual companies in a second. I always like to ask you and pick your brain. You've done some pretty amazing things through your career, and the name of this podcast is Be Investable. And so I'd love to ask you, what does that mean to you when you hear Be Investable? What does that mean from an entrepreneurial standpoint?
Yeah, I think what we really focus on here and what I like to look for is ultimately it's investing in the people. It's not the idea, it's not the technology or the market. It's ultimately who is behind that. If you become incredibly successful like a Facebook or a Google, those founders are still involved in the day-to-day operations of those companies. And so what makes those companies investable is the founders, the people behind it. And the same thing is what we look for, what I look for in this program is, are these people that I feel are investable? The technologies will change, markets will change, but the people generally don't change that whole lot. But it's their core DNA, how they think about business, how they conduct themselves. It's really who you are as a person. And ultimately, are you thinking about the self-awareness, the self-learning that needs to happen as you start to build a business? And that's the biggest thing that I look for.
Two questions along that. Is there a way to test for that? Do you have some secret assessment, or are there certain questions?
There's no way to test for it, but there's a lot of pattern matching. I've talked to thousands of founders and companies, and you just start to see things that kind of bubble up, certain behaviors or way they respond to an email or maybe ask a question. Are they talking to you more, or are they listening more and asking the right questions? So some of it's just kind of the interaction and getting a sense of, do they seem like other founders that have invested in? So there's not really, they don't take a test, there's nothing written, but just how they conduct themselves tells a lot about how self-aware they are, how they are in terms of their own self-learning.
And I think the second part of that is can it something that can be taught? Do you feel you can teach someone that?
Yes, I mean, it's something you're constantly learning. And so can you learn to be more self-aware? Can you learn to be a better learner? It's something that over the last year and a half, I've learned a lot about myself. Like, how do I become a better learner? How do I become more self-aware? And just looking to my past, maybe I wasn't as self-aware. And some of it, I think there's things like, I really like the Headspace app and meditating, which I think can really help me on a self-awareness. There's a lot of books out there. I think Deep Work by Cal Newport's a great book that helps you think about how do you just focus on truly what matters, deep work for shallow work. And that can kind of give you a sense of, are you prioritizing learning and then kind of going deeper, or is it more shallow on the Snapchats and the Twitters of the world and not really going deep and understanding something?
I think that's great. Thank you so much. Well, as always, I appreciate the opportunity to come, not only get to meet the cohort here, but get to talk with you, so thank you.
Thanks again for having me. I hope everyone got something out of this, and hopefully we'll be sharing the link here to Demo Day, and hopefully see you there as well.
This is Michael Melfi on the Michigan Business Network, and you're listening to Be Investable.